USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A surging Michael Bloomberg will be on stage for tomorrow night's Democratic presidential debate in Nevada. The former New York City mayor has qualified for the debate on the strength of his rising poll numbers. In the latest survey from NPR, PBS, and Marist, Bloomberg is second with 19% support behind frontrunner Bernie Sanders, who has 31. A scare last night at the end of the Daytona 500. Ryan Newman flips his car, which catches fire, and rolls across the finish line in fourth place. A spokesman for NASCAR reads a statement from the Roush Racing Team.
Ryan Newman is being treated at Halifax Medical Center. He's in serious condition, but doctors have indicated his injuries are non-life-threatening.
Finishing first was Denny Hamlin, who won his second Daytona 500 in a row. And this is USA Radio News.
Finest Stone has recently discovered a hoard of beautiful, uncirculated Morgan Silver Dollars. Without question, the Morgan Silver Dollar is the most collected coin in the United States rare coin market today. The 1918 Pittman Act authorized the melting of over 350 million Morgan Silver Dollars. We're very excited about this hoard because of their high state of preservation and such a great selection of dates. You now have the opportunity to build as much as 50 different dates and or mint marks at a price that you're going to find hard to believe and much less than many dealers charge if they could build the sets at all.
Now you can purchase 20 certified brilliant uncirculated Morgan Silver Dollars from Finest Known and receive this 21st coin for only $1. Call today and receive this Morgan Dollar Book for free.
Take advantage of this introductory offer and give us a call today at Finest Known. Once you hold one of these beautiful uncirculated sets of Morgan Dollars in your hands, history just comes alive. Call Finest Known today and reserve your historic set.
Call Finest Known now at 1-800-998-9042. That's 1-800-998-9042 or on the web at finestknown.com.
Hundreds of people in Jackson, Mississippi, still out of their homes because of flooding, the Pearl River cresting higher than it has in nearly 40 years. And after a week of heavy rain, more is on the way in the next few days. The Boy Scouts of America filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy overnight as the organization faces hundreds of lawsuits from men who say that scout leaders sexually abused them when they were boys. The scouts have been looking into the possibility of bankruptcy for over a year. The legal exposure has ramped up, though, since a number of states changed their laws to give sexual abuse victims more time to sue their abusers.
No chance it stays. It's coming down.
That's what a developer told NBC News after an 11-story building in Dallas that was wired to implode on Sunday failed to completely come down. One tower is standing, though it's leaning. Crews are planning to use a crane as well as a wrecking ball before the week is over to knock it the rest of the way down. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Jury deliberations are set to begin today in the sex crimes trial of disgraced former movie executive Harvey Weinstein. The 67-year-old faces 5 felony counts, including rape and predatory sexual assault. He could spend the rest of his life behind bars if convicted of some of the more serious charges. The number of former Justice Department prosecutors and officials calling for Attorney General Bill Barr to resign over his handling of the Roger Stone case now numbers over 2,000. Among the Democrats and Republicans calling for Barr to leave is Donald Ayer. The former Deputy Attorney General under President George H.W. Bush calls Barr un-American in a new op-ed, Ayer writing in The Atlantic that Barr must either resign or he must be impeached. NASH actress Kelly Nakahara Ouellette has died after a brief battle with cancer. She was 72. The film and TV actress, best known for her role as Lieutenant Nurse Kelly Yamato on NASH, the TV series. She also appeared in movies like Clue, and she's having a baby. And rocker Ozzy Osbourne is canceling what was supposed to be an upcoming North American tour called No More Tours 2. His rep announcing it's to allow him to recover from various health issues that Osbourne's been facing. The 71-year-old rocker postponed all of his 2019 shows as he's been suffering from Parkinson's disease. You can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.